Welcome to the One Thing Podcast. Today I'm reading from the scripture in 1 John 5:11. It says, God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. It's funny, when we think as Christians, we speak a lot about life. We read a lot about life. In this scripture, it talks about eternal life. It speaks of the life that is found only in the Son of God, in the Lord Jesus. We read about the abundant life in so many different aspects of life. And normally, when we think of the world's description of life, to be alive, what does it mean? And the world will simply say, we're alive, we're breathing, we're walking around, we're born, we go through school, we get a job, we have a house, we do the best that we can, we raise a family the best that we can. This is the simple idea or definition that we find as life with the world. It means that we're breathing, we're living, we're here. But is it the same thing with God? You see, when we read about the life that God speaks about, he says eternal life, a life that is found in the Lord Jesus. He speaks about abundant life, but is it only the life that we receive when we, as Christians, live faithfully to God, when we receive his salvation and we go to heaven? Is that the only aspect of life that God is speaking about? No, we know that it is so much more. You see, what would it be worth if we just simply consider being alive, just walking around like everyone else, just having jobs and breathing and living like the rest of the world? That is not what being alive in Christ means. It means that we have the life of God in us and we are alive to God. What's the difference with being alive simply in the world or alive with God? The difference is what moves us. You see, when we're just alive to the world, we can still yet be dead to God. We could be dead to the things of God, dead to his voice, dead to his word, dead to the hope that he brings, dead to the will of God being done in our lives. What a miserable way to live. But see, to be alive in God is when our heart beats for his voice, when our ears are so open and attentive to hear his will and to walk and to live a life of excitement. Not a normal life, but an extraordinary life. And this is the life that God offers us today. Will we turn to him? Again, the scripture says that God has given us eternal life. It is a life that comes from the Lord Jesus. You see, Jesus is eternal. He lives forever. His life is a life that is everlasting. It is a life that causes a man or woman or a child to move at the call of God. It is a life that cannot be conquered. It is a life that cannot be destroyed, but a life that lives in the glory of God, not just in heaven, but even now, walking and living in his power, where we go to the store, where we may be in our job, we may be at school, but we are living not the life of those around us, but the life being drawn from the Son of God himself. Where crazy things may happen, even in the midst of trials, we draw from that life. Even in the midst of all craziness, even in the midst of celebration, we are celebrating and drawing from the very life of the Son of God himself. Are you alive today? Are you alive to the things of God? Are you alive to the scriptures? Are you alive to the voice moving and obeying and walking in the goodness of the Lord? May we think about this today. And if you have not life, if you are not alive to God and only alive in the world, may we turn to God and say, Father, I'm turning to you. No longer do I want to be just alive with the world. I want to come alive with you. Praise God for the hope that he's given us today. Praise God for the Lord Jesus Christ, that in him and in him alone, we truly find life.